Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excitement is building in Philadelphia as we are just about 2 hours away from the NFC Championship game that sees the 49ers taking on the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. And for more, we're joined by Mike DiNardo, a reporter with Odyssey Station KYW in Philadelphia, who's at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Set the scene for us out there, Mike.
Well, Dan, the gates just opened, and the 68,000 Eagles fans are beginning to file into the stadium. Many of them, of course, outside are tailgating, getting lubricated, ready for this game. Philly fans really don't need any help in that regard. But fans are beginning to come in. Players are taking their warm-ups, and they're ready to see a pretty good game here. The two top defenses in the league, 49ers number one, Eagles number two, with a trip to Super Bowl 57 on the line.
I saw a little controversy yesterday on social media. 49ers fans putting a jersey on the Rocky Balboa statue there. How have the 49er fans been perceived in Philly?
Well, they can have at it. They can certainly do that. They can put anything they want on Rocky, because I'll give you a little history here, Dan. The Eagles took on Minnesota in the NFC Championship 5 years ago. Vikings fans put their jersey on Rocky, and the Eagles won that game 38-7, and of course they went on to win the Super Bowl. And Philly also has a history of jerseys on statues not working out. The 1993 Phillies of the town put a hat on top of Billy Penn. That's the statue atop of City Hall. Phillies lost the World Series then. That same thing happened with the 97 Flyers. So, Dan, fans can do whatever they want with Rocky. It's a bad sign for Philadelphia fans when you dress up your statues.
All right, now you tell us. All right, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll be checking in with you throughout the day, too. That is Mike DiNardo, reporter with Odyssey Station KYW in Philadelphia. Of course, we'll have live reports and updates for you throughout the morning and throughout the afternoon during the game. Meanwhile, the two best teams in the NFC are duking it out in just about 2 hours, and KCBS's Jennifer Hodges continues our coverage and has more on the betting odds for the Niners and the Eagles matchup.
Just about all the so-called experts agree it'll be a close game with two of the NFL's top defenses on the field, but odds makers are favoring the Eagles by 1.5 to 2.5 points. Gaming analyst with Vegas Insider Todd Furman.
When you look at San Francisco, this is a team that's extremely stout up front. We know they can generate a pass rush. They're very good sideline to sideline with their linebacking core, but they leave a lot to be desired in terms of defending the deep ball.
Much of the optimism for the Eagles stemming from Jalen Hurts and his ability to pass and run, sports analyst CEO Kenny White.
The San Francisco defense, I think, will get after him in this football contest. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a very physical game.
No rookie has ever won a conference championship game, but Niner fans are hoping Brock Purdy ends that streak today. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
We'll have to wait and see just ahead on KCBS.
I'm Mike DeWald. One San Francisco supervisor's idea to bring the city's police department back from the short staffing brink.
The price match guarantee.
Santa Cruz County roadway that was closed after it was washed out significantly by the series of storms that we had earlier this month has reopened to one-way reversible traffic. Bear Creek Road had been closed through January 15th. Since that time, the county road crew has been working to restore access for emergency vehicles and also people that live in the area. Traffic will be controlled by a temporary traffic signal in that area. At least one supervisor says San Francisco doesn't have enough police. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports on plans to make the city more competitive in hiring more officers.
8 months into his term as San Francisco's supervisor, Matt Dorsey noticed a common thread in calls to his office.
80% of the complaints I hear involve some answer that includes, we don't have enough police to do that.
Think retail theft, catalytic converters, or drug dealing. Dorsey, who's a former member of SFPD, says officers are only able to respond to priority A calls.
San Francisco's police staffing level is disturbingly low. We're at 1,500 officers and change, and we have about 500 officers who are eligible for retirement.
Add to it, a short staff means a reliance on overtime.
So we're spending more money for less policing. And that is Exhibit A in how not to run a government.
To be more competitive, Dorsey is putting forward a new proposal.
This is a model you might find at Best Buy, which is the price match guarantee.
If prospective hires find a better hiring bonus incentive at another police department, the city of San Francisco would be able to match it. Finding San Francisco frequently outbid by other much smaller cities, Dorsey thinks the move would help level the playing field in hiring. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
South Korea has admitted to a machine gun blunder close to the demilitarized zone, one of the world's most dangerous and heavily guarded borders. Reporter Alex Jensen has more from Seoul.
South Korea's military said Sunday one of its soldiers had accidentally fired four live rounds near the border with North Korea during a training exercise the previous evening. While none of the machine gun bullets left the South, officials quickly informed the North to avoid an exchange of fire such as we last saw nearly 2 years ago. There's been no response yet from North Korea. Alex Jensen for CBS News, Seoul.
A lot of the 49ers say they're not too worried about the fierce Philly crowd. Joe has more on that coming up in about 3 minutes here on KCBS. Coming up on KCBS, we're going to take a look back at the 10-year-old girl who was once welcomed to the USSR in the 80s to voice her worries about nuclear war and see where she is today. Back in 1982, a 10-year-old girl wrote to Soviet leader Yuri Andropov, voicing her worries about the prospect of a nuclear war. Obituary's host Mo Rocca looks back at Samantha Smith, who was invited to the USSR and was welcomed like a visiting head of state.
The Soviet Union does believe that a nuclear war is possible, is survivable, and is winnable by them.
In 1982, at one of the frostiest moments in the Cold War, a fifth grade girl from Manchester, Maine, named Samantha Smith, wrote a letter to Soviet Union leader Yuri Andropov. "I have been worrying about Russia and the United States getting into a nuclear war," she wrote. "Are you going to vote to have a war or not? If you aren't, please tell me how you are going to help not have a war. P.S. Please write back."
It's a little bit hard to understand on the news because they put it in grown-up words.
When Andropov did write back, it made national news.
The letter, postmarked Moscow, arrived today by registered mail. It was sent to Manchester, Maine.
Samantha went on Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Samantha, you've got quite a pen pal there. What did he write to you?
Well, I asked him, why do you want to conquer the world? And he wrote back to me and said that he wanted nothing of the kind.
In his letter, Andropov invited Samantha and her parents to visit the Soviet Union.
The Soviets continued treating 11-year-old Samantha Smith almost as if she were a visiting head of state.
During their two-week trip, Samantha became one of the Cold War's most improbable peace ambassadors.
Will you please tell me the feeling of a girl whose dream is coming true? Huh? What do you feel
I
now?
I can't explain it. It's just terrific.
In the Soviet Union, Samantha Smith was a superstar.
She also had a camera. She had a Polaroid camera.
Lori Labar is curator of the Maine State Museum in Augusta.
There's a couple pictures here where you just see there's photographers everywhere.
And here she is taking a picture of all the people taking pictures at her.
Why the Kremlin invited Samantha to the USSR was a matter of speculation.
That was one of the concerns that people had in the United States about her going, was that she was going to be a tool of the Soviets,
a propaganda dupe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't think anybody was prepared for Samantha, frankly, because she was guileless. I think that just enchanted everybody.
At Camp Artek in Crimea, Samantha was welcomed by thousands of Soviet kids, few of whom had ever even met an American. In a camp tradition, she threw a bottle with a message of peace into the Black Sea.
There's a wonderful cartoon that Don Wright did. And so here are the warheads. And there's this girl just lightly leaping from warhead to warhead, which I thought was a fabulous encapsulation of her whole trip.
Back home in Maine, Samantha was greeted with a parade.
She put us on the map nationwide.
You know what bolshoi means, really?
Great.
And charmed Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, great or big. That's all it means.
You said you didn't know any Russian.
No, I didn't. I knew what it meant.
This is a picture of her at this school. It kind of looks the same, doesn't it? I think we still have some of these desks, don't you?
Today at Manchester Elementary, the very school Samantha went to 40 years ago, students learn about her peace mission.
She communicated with love and kindness, and she made the world a better place.
A little bit of history there. A hormone once thought to be critical for bonding may not be as necessary as previously thought. Here's KCBS's Alice Wirtz.
Also known as the love hormone, oxytocin is thought to be critical for bonding. But a study released this week with researchers from Stanford, UCSF, and UC Davis have found it may not be as necessary as once thought. Dr. Deb Benoli is assistant professor of psychology at UCSF. He's also senior author of the study. He says this is an exciting discovery.
But oxytocin is maybe involved in a lot of other aspects, both of behavior and physiology. And so that's one of the things that we're really excited now to try to figure out.
Prairie moles were used in the research.
Bonding behaviors are so critical for these species, and evolutionarily, they've evolved multiple mechanisms. And so from the beginning, if they don't have it, their brains are developed to be able to compensate.
The study was to determine whether or not oxytocin is necessary for bonding.
Is it required for, you know, something as complex and as powerful as a bond between mates in the case of these little critters called prairie voles?
Dr. Benoli says there's still work to be done, but this is promising research. Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.